VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Selena. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, everybody! I'm Selena! Last week, we talked about how to sleep well. This week, let's talk about something more scandalous. Seduction. Ooh, right? Okay, I don't know why I just did that weird voice. This show has taken a sharp turn, and I apologize if I made you uncomfortable. Anyway, the seduction in this video is more than the narrow definition of sexual seduction. It's about using seduction to psychologically trick others into doing things your way. I think this is a pretty important life lesson. For me, my confidence comes and goes. When I'm less confident, I couldn't pluck up the courage to seduce others or ask for what I want. And therefore, I'm extremely frustrated with myself. Have you ever been in a similar situation? This video, narrated by a burlesque performer and a psychiatrist, provides insight into the art of seduction. I gotta tell you, the psychiatrist's words are inspiring. And it's also our sentence of the day. The problem is we're always thinking about our own unmet needs, and that distracts us from focusing on the person in front of us. The problem is we're always thinking about our own unmet needs, and that distracts us from focusing on the person in front of us. 问题是我们一直都只考虑自己未满足的需求，而这也分散了对面前的人的注意力。Think about it. We got so caught up in our pleasure and satisfaction that we focus on the wrong thing. We should pay attention to others,find out what they want, and tailor our speech to lure them into giving what we're after. 那我们一起来看到今天的发音重点吧。今天的发音重点，两个都是连音的部分。第一个是 distract 和 us, 连音会变成 distractors。distract 分散这个字前面，因为它是第三人称单数的关系，所以这个动词它会加上 s。碰到后面的 us 的母音会变成 z, 所以是 distractors。接下来第二个发音重点非常常见到，它是 in front of, in front 的 t 跟后面的 of, 就像把你的舌头就是这样打过去一下 in front of, 就是它不会念的那么开，像是 in front of, 它只是轻轻的这样舌头弹一下过去，所以念作 in front of。Fantastic! Now, let's take a look at our vocabulary of the day. The first one is unmet. Unmet. 它的意思是不满意的或是未被实现的。它当作一个形容词用。So, for example, the mask supplier had trouble keeping up with the public's unmet needs. 口罩的供应商难以满足大众未被实现的需求。这边不知道大家有没有注意到一个前缀词 on, 它其实带有否定或是相反的意味。这个前缀词通常会后面会加上的是形容词或是动词，那少部分状况它会加上名词。这边我就各给大家一个例子。首先我们先介绍名词，如果是 prefix on 加上名词的话，像是 unemployment, 它是失业率的意思。Unemployment soared to a record high. 失业率突增到有史以来最高的记录。好，那如果是 on 加上一个形容词的话，像是 uneasy 这个字，它的意思是不安的，当作形容词用。Upon hearing the news, he appears to be uneasy and worried. 听到这个消息，他看起来很不安且焦虑。最后，我们来看到 prefix on 接上一个动词的话，像是 untie 就是解开的意思。He then unties the tie to breathe more smoothly. 他接着解开领带，让自己的呼吸更平顺。 介绍完了 Amet 还有 on 这个 prefix 的用法，我们来看到第二个单字 distract。 distract 它当作动词用，意思是使分心，使转移注意力。今天影片中的例句，它后面其实多加了一个介系词 from， distract from， 意思就是从什么事情上被转移注意力。所以给大家一个例子，像可能我在写讲稿的时候，我就会说 Please don't distract me from writing a script， 请不要让我在写稿子时分心。刚提到 distract 当作动词，那它的名词大家觉得会是什么样子呢？ distract 的名词就是 distraction， 意思是使你分心的事。 I have to make sure my workspace is distraction free， 我得确保我的工作区域没有能让我分心的事。 Finally 到最后一个单字叫做 focus。Focus 它当作动词用，意思是使目光集中。大家应该都有这个经验吧。 When you're making a speech on stage, everyone focuses their eyes on you. 当你在台上讲话的时候，你会觉得大家的目光都聚焦在你身上。哦，天哪，我以前就是很讨厌报告，因为就觉得大家都在看我，让我很紧张。不知道是不是只有我这样。好，在今天影片的例句中 focus 后面也加了一个介系词 on， 成为片语动词 focus on， 意思是专注集中精神。那每一次我觉得报告前很紧张的时候，我都会告诉自己 Don't be frightened, just focus on your presentation and you're gonna be great， 别被吓到，只要专注在你的报告上，你就会表现得很好。但其实我还是会紧张啦，所以就是我也不知道该怎么办。我觉得说不要在意别人的眼光，这样就可以顺利完成报告啦。 Alright, that's it for our Monday episode. Do you find this video helpful? Does it help you in any way to be more confident? Or maybe you want to implement the psychology of seduction in real life? Let me know in the comment section below.And don't forget to leave your recordings. See you guys next week. Bye bye, everybody!